Got a house down a back road, I got a flag on the front porch, I got a dog named Waylon, I got a driveway that needs paving, I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes, I got friends in low places, yeah, life is what you make it. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star. Sheila, she goes batshit on tequila. Got a job that gets the job done. I got a loan at the bank, it's a big one. The only place you might see my name is on a wall for a good time call. I'm a local legend on a Friday night in a Pabst Blue Ribbon neon light. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown. Honky-tonk, I go down to the 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 honky-tonk.
What's up, Paul? Where'd you go, man?
What's up, man?
Busy a lot.
That's
good to see you on the channel.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
So weird.
It still even shows me just one person in my room. That's weird. What's going on with you, man? I'm about to ride up to the store, get a bottle of Jack.
I was just told that I'm probably not going to be a aluminum grinder no more.
That you're not going to be doing what no more?
That I ain't going to be grinding anymore.
Be driving anymore?
No, grinding. I'm about to be driving a lot more.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So that's what
you're saying?
He's going to be driving whenever they need you?
Yep, making stuff in the showrooms. And
so what happens when they don't, when there's nothing to drive? What are you going to do?
Then I have to come back down here and help out where I can, wherever needs to go. Because I still know how to do it.
All right. That's cool, man.
Yeah. But the guy that normally does it, I guess he's about to be pissed when he goes back off that person number.
They gonna pay you the same?
Well, I'll probably get a little bit, a couple of dollars. I don't know yet.
That'd be all right. That'd be good.
The fact that I'll be going to them 3 days at a time, you know, I'd say they should.
All right, as long as they don't drop your pay, that's all that matters.
Yeah, no, no. I wouldn't be like the best place. Like, I'll say that real bit, but. But that's cool. That just means I'll be able to start picking up some dispensary stuff as I'm in those areas now, too.
All right. Yeah, that'd be real good. Oh, yeah.
So if that starts doing good, then I probably just don't buy necessarily some vapes to make the way up to grass.
Alright. As long as you don't forget your friend here, man. That's all I can do. You go by the dispensary, let me know. I'll send you some money.
Right. Hello, Sue.
Hey, Sue, how are you today?
I pull my bus, so I love you.
Oh, yeah. Another day in paradise.
Oh. Ain't there yet? I wish I was.
It's a long time ago, sir.
Which one?
The one I just posted, showing him what my screen looked like. Because he said his was getting messy a little bit.
What one? What one?
Oh, yeah.
My pie being glitching.
Yeah, my pie being is glitching. Like, I only see, I see four people in the room now. Let's see.
Yeah, that's what I see. There's one scrappled me.
Yeah,
oh, Paul's on the panel.
Yeah, I don't see Paul on the panel.
Oh, I can.
Yeah. It don't matter as long as I can hear him, I guess. That's all I
know. Did you like my Indian joke, Paul?
It was all right.
Huh?
He said it was all right.
It was all right.
Sorry.
Oh, no,
it's the English sense of humor.
It's just those kind of comedians just aren't really funny to me because it looks like they're dry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's that dry comedy, man. Sorry.
It's just, yeah. Sorry, Paul.
No, I'm not offended with nothing like that.
I just thought it was hilarious. But I have got a real sense of humor.
Check out a guy they call William Knife Man.
I like it when he's doing the hand signals and he's putting his tongue in his cheek like he's having a wank. Oh dear, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh.
Story of their life.
Yeah. I just wish I lived nearer him and I'd just go over there and take the kick off his hands for a couple of hours to give him a break. That's all.
You gotta get that grass cut in the back, man. You know, make sure I ain't got no snake beds or nothing back there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell him, go ahead and run the bush hog on by there real quick for you. That way, while they're going to clear out and set the next hole.
Yeah, I got one more, man. I'll cut the grass.
You got to sit on one?
No, I got to push more. I ain't got that much yard.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, a lot of field. I got a
field one, and I still ain't breaking that thing, but... Hey, that first self-propelled that I had, though, bro, it just now died. I went to crank it up the other day, and the spark plug just blew out the end of it.
Oh. I came on your show earlier, but I couldn't stay because just phones were just going mental, so I had to come off again. So.
Oh.
I gave up.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I was in the office. I just thought, oh, I'll pop in and listen while I'm working. And then that didn't happen, obviously, because just phone
hey,
after phone.
Yeah. Busy day, huh?
Yeah, I still haven't finished the wages yet anyway. Hi, Yancy. I'm going out in half an hour. I know, but I... Got a funny day today, haven't I? So I'm going out shortly with all the family. So
well, that's nice.
We're going out. Not really. It's a funny day. It's Trevor's funeral day. It was our 54th wedding anniversary today.
Right.
And yeah, 8 years today. My brother died, so it's a weird day today.
Right. It's nice to be with family. Right?
Just, always. Yeah, the family always makes sure I'm not on my own for things like this. So. But I could do without it tonight, really, because I should carry on working right through. But they said not to. They can wait until tomorrow to get paid.
Tomorrow.
So that's what they said.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
Yeah.
That's go out.
And yeah, I just have to get it done out my head, you know, and then I can switch off and relax a bit more.
Go get the grandsons drunk and give them some hairspray. See what happens. It might make your day better.
I've got to go and pick a couple of them up at 6. But it's all right. It's good. Came on to get cheered up earlier and then couldn't stay. So I don't know what happened in your show, but.
I don't know either.
Are the kids being good for you?
Yeah, they're awesome.
Hi, Crash.
They're awesome. Yeah. Playing today.
Hey, oh, good. Crash,
how you doing?
That's nice weather then.
Yeah, it's in the 60s. I don't know what it is for you, but it's not bad.
It's quite cold here today, unless it's just me, or I'm tired, or I've no much sleep again. But I always get cold when I'm tired. Excuse me. I don't know what the weather is today. It's dry. I really could deal with an hour's kip before I go out, but I haven't got time.
We're ready to take a bath.
I bet they love it when they can play outside, don't they? Hey.
Yeah. They like to run in and out.
Yeah.
That's what they like to do.
Oh, shut up, miss. Stop it. Let's start. As soon as I talk to someone.
Thank you, Crash. Should just get a revolving door and make it easy.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Aspen? You're doing something.
Aspen, what are you doing?
Back out the door she goes.
They actually look quite alike, don't they? I didn't realise till I saw that recent picture that Sarah put on, how alike they look.
Yeah. It depends on what they're doing, but yeah, they do.
Mm.
Sometimes Aspen looks like me, sometimes she don't.
Do you know what's nice? What I like is Tori is really close to Sarah.
Yeah, they are.
That's really nice because that doesn't happen that often.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Especially with the age gap. You know what I mean?
Right.
It can go one way or the other, really, and it's really good that they both get along so well and do so much together.
Well, she was like 6 when her mom dipped in. She was like 9 when me and Sarah got together, so.
Yeah. It's her mum, really, yeah, you know?
Yeah, that's her mom, for the most part. Yeah. Caleb
was she's cool. Good to take that on, Sarah, at her age as well, you know? That's really good.
Yeah, Caleb's a little dirty.
You obviously got something going for you, Russell, for her to take on baggage like that, mate.
Yeah. I did all right.
You did all right. You definitely did all right.
I did all right. Yeah. But yeah, her and I'm glad her and Tori are as close as they are. Makes it easier for me to have to deal with a teenage daughter when I got somebody who can be actually.
Oh, yeah, that hard work sometimes, you know. I never had girls, but my sisters have had girls. I've said the girls are always harder than the boys.
Yeah, they really are. Caleb just wanted to do his thing. Tori wants to complain about everything and exaggerate everything and, you know, girl stuff.
I hope Paul's not driving Miles again today, is he?
Not today, I don't think, but they did say he's going to be driving more.
Hey, Sue.
Hi, hey, sweet. You're all right,
hey,
babe.
Kev, how you doing?
Yeah, I just got out of getting my hair cut.
Looking good, is it?
Yeah, looking good. I went a little, like, I didn't go short yet. I cut a lot off, but still longer. Yeah. And I'm going to go next time I get a cut, like in May-ish, I'll go short like I used to for summer.
That's
yeah,
good.
Looking, you get your yeah, it feels better. A lot better.
Yeah, yes. I know. I've never
head, I don't feel like a girl. I was wearing my hat, my beanie, and like I had all this like hair sticking out the bottom and the back. Like I had to put it in, like, not a ponytail, but like I could have, but like I had to like tuck it up and in, and
Don't ever moan about that problem, eh, Ross? Mind you, I think it must be easier for men not to have any hair at all.
Well, when my hair was short, it's a lot easier. I can just, like, when I would go out somewhere nice, I would just put a little bit of shit in it, and then usually day to day, I would just shower and just kind of, like, let it air dry and just run my hands through it, and it would spike it up or whatever I did with it.
You gel it. You use gel.
I don't use gel anymore. I use something else, but it's the same idea. It's like, what do they call it? Either like a fiber. It's not a wax. It's not a glue. It's like a fiber or a styling cream. It's not like gel. It's was like always
mousse, almost a mousse, isn't it? Stuff. Is it like that? My grandkids use it, and it's like a moussey stuff they use, but it's not sticky. Whereas gel used to get sticky, didn't it? He's got another phone call. My grandson is 14, who's got dyspraxia, and that he doesn't like having his hair cut because he doesn't like meeting different people. And even though I've had my own hairdresser who will come to the house and do it for him, he's still too shy. So today he was told he had to have his hair cut. So he said, well, if I'm going to have my hair cut, I'm going to have my head shaved completely. I said, you're 14, you can't have your head shaved. Anyway, he said, no, if I'm having it cut, I'm having it all shaved off. I don't want to have another haircut ever again. I said, well, it'll still grow. And he went, yeah, but it'll take months and months to grow. So just get it all shaved off for me. So my daughter-in-law found an app on her phone that you can put someone's face in and he's bald in it. Oh, my God. Oh, he looked awful with a bald head at 14 years old.
So there's nothing wrong. When I was 14 or like around that age in the summer,
I didn't get any of that. Sorry, was that just me or
like real short for the summer? And then by the time the squares came back around, it would be growing in.
Well, he's insisting now. I think it looks all right. He says he wants to be bald. So it's like he looks ridiculous. So he's not getting it shaved off. Little shit bag is.
Sorry, no, my connection. Am I matrixing right now?
Yeah, you're fine.
No, you're okay there. I shaved
Caleb's head when he was like in ninth grade.
What, completely?
Yeah, I shaved my
head. Really?
And a little bit. Shut up and go play. But, I had my head shaved when I was in high school. I thought I was in ROTC.
Oh, that's different. Yeah, I get that. But no reason for him to have his head shaved, except he's too darn lazy and unsociable to go to the bar.
That's what I was saying. Every summer, he used to buzz my hair every summer.
Well, we've said he can have a number two on it.
Does he want to buzz or does he want to pick?
A buzz cut.
That's a little long. That's a little long at two.
Is it?
Yeah, tell him to go with like a one and a half or a one, and okay. it'll grow in about, I don't know how fast his hair grows, probably about a month and a half, it'll come right back.
Okay. What do you want, baby? Well, we'll see.
Because the one thing, like, for my, at least my hair, when I go back to the shorter style, when I buzz the sides, when it starts to grow in, it gets poofy before it can.
Where's your cup at?
I don't know. We don't know. He's 50. 50 odd. He's got hair like.
Yeah, you're breaking up there. Shit.
Anyway, I'm going to have to go because I need to just get my dog sorted and get myself sorted so I can go.
Okay.
So, I'll be back later. So, I'll catch up with you guys later, yeah?
Well, I do truly hope you have a good evening, too.
Thanks. Thanks, Russ. Appreciate it, love. Speak to you all later.
I'll be home in a few minutes. My connection's shitty.
Is there a cup outside?
All right, I'll be back on in about 10 minutes, Russ.
All right, that's fine, man. Yeah, man. Throw a song on real quick.
I'll be back in 10 minutes with
you. Yeah. That's good, man. I'll throw a song on anyway. So I can get these kids settled down.
What's up, Paul? How you doing, Russ?
What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Anything exciting going on this morning?
Not really, man. Yeah, just not really. Been a good thing. I did a little show this morning. The old man show was pretty good. Got on here. Kids were playing outside. I don't know what they're doing now. In a little bit. Just chill out for a minute, okay? Madison, you can go lay in your bed and do that for the rest of the day if you want to. Craziness, man. Kids. I don't know why they all of a sudden decided to come here. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's what kids do.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, that's the way it rolls.
Yeah, at the worst times, man.
And so how's your day going, man?
Pretty good. Just got up super early this morning and just been going at it with the dogs and, you know, the usual grind and whatever. And had a...
How's your dog doing?
Little... She's doing much better, man. You know, she's definitely still in pain, but she's so much better than she was a week ago.
That's good. That's good. Hopefully that works itself out soon. That sucks.
Yeah, thanks, man. I mean, I can deal with a lot of stuff, but my pup being hurt, man, it just gets me at my core, dude.
You're right. Yeah, no, I get that. So, yeah, that's about all that's going on here. Shep went, got a haircut. That's about the most exciting thing ever today.
Yeah. Nice. Took his nasty leg with him to the barber shop. And...
All right, yeah. Especially if he gets his leg looked at. I don't know if he did or not.
No. I got the noise reduction turned on right now, but I don't know. Can you hear all that ruckus in the background? My neighbor's getting their roof redone. Can you hear that or no?
I can't hear anything.
Oh, awesome.
On your side. And all I hear is kids, man. That's all I ever hear. That's all right. They'll live. They'll make it through. They just ran out of things to do. We got bored real quick. What happened?
Daddy, look. Daddy.
Let's see that.
It's on her foot.
Yeah.
I copied it. So what's that mean?
That's just I don't know what it means really. The model number. It really don't mean anything.
It can mean something. I'm buying another one. I bought a purple one.
That's just the model number for their toys. They're like, that's for the people that make it more. It's not really for the people that buy it. You don't really need to know the model number of a doll.
What's wrong? Can you help? There's
somebody lighting. There's somebody
Bluetooth. Who knows what she's got going? She can't find the right video. That's what
I'm checking out model numbers of her doll.
Yeah, writing them down. I was like, what does this mean? I copied it. What does it mean? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I mean, I guess if you ever wanted to order that from the manufacturer again and you couldn't find it in stores, it could help you having a model number. All right, you ready to go somewhere? Who knows?
No, you're
on this. Let's see. I am hungry, man. I just thought about that. Pretty hungry.
I just made some eggs.
Yeah, a little bit of shepherd's pie, like I got with the girls. Stop. Just talk. What's wrong? Come here, let me hold it. Okay, let me hold it and see if I can fix it. Yeah, find your video. Simple stuff, simple actions. Good times. Guess I'll listen to some Poison real quick. Get this set up. Right back at the music.
Give me something to believe in. a cold dark street, like bodies in an old bone grave. Underneath the broken old neon sign, used to read Jesus sings.
Good times. Kids in the background. What's going on? Good times, good times. Really at the team A, get the house picked up a little bit. All during that one song, so it's pretty good, man. Multitasking, multitasking. So what you doing today then, Paul? What they got you over there doing? You got an hour before you can smoke with me. Yeah, good. Let's see.
I'm supposed to do that. I'm going to
Little kids eating oatmeal cream balls. I probably should have grabbed me one. I grabbed them one. A mistake. Let's see. That makes things so complicated to get into. Trying to unwrap this runner for the dog. And then, oh man, they got it zip tied 500 times, got tape around it. Like, all I need is a runner, man. I need all this accessories with it. I hate zip ties, man, especially when I ain't got my knife on me. So I'm sitting here burning them, getting them to pop. Yeah, I could have went and grabbed a kitchen knife, but I got it. Just took a minute. for large dogs up to 90 pounds. This man still breaks this damn thing. I don't understand that. Man. Makes me want to smoke a bowl. What do you think I'm going to do? Mm-hmm. That's what happens. My controller's right there dropping. So what you getting into today, Paul? Did you do work? Nothing? Nothing planned? At midnight tonight, I'm going to crack open a bottle of Jack Daniels with Caleb and take a couple shots. So he's turning 21. It's been long, so long since I had a drink, man. I don't look forward to the headache. I know it's going to be one. I'm going to wake up in the morning with heartburn in my hand. What's up? And why is Code Red Mountain Dew not as carbonated as Mountain Dew?
Conspiracy, bro.
It really is. Like it's just not nearly as carbonated, man. The only reason I know this is because I have a hard time taking pills, man. I can't swallow that shit, dude. It's hard to swallow shit whole for some reason. But, with a Mountain Dew, I really can't do it, man, because all the carbonation, man, is just it's like an attack. You know what I mean? Can't swallow shit. But with Code Red, I have no problem, man. I can take all the time I want to with it. No carbonation there to fight.
But you know, I like my soda a little on the flatter side, to be honest.
Yeah. But you know, with carbonation, man, like, especially like McDonald's Coca-Cola or something, if it's real carbonated, if you try to, like, swish it around and get rid of the carbonation, it makes it more carbonated for some reason. Like,
it does. It gets all foamy then.
Yeah. It's just horrible. And you definitely can't swallow medicine with it.
Nope. Something about a fountain drink, man.
Mm-hmm. I just, McDonald's, man. Their Coke is the only Coke I'll drink.
Those paper straws make it so much worse, though, the carbonation, I think.
Y'all got paper straws there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. South Carolina hasn't went there yet. We're behind the times on being giving a damn about environment. You know what I mean?
Oh man, the paper straws are garbage, bro. They're so bad.
Yeah, like, I think grocery stores now, like, there's some grocery stores out there where you had to bring your own bags or boxes to put your shit in, but really, yep. For the most part, man, we're still rocking the hell out of plastic around here.
No, and then we got some stores that even their bags now are, like, super biodegradable. So, you know, like the foam peanuts that you pack, like, you know, boxes with and stuff that dissolve with water?
Yeah.
They have plastic bags that do that now. And it's the stupidest invention ever, man. They put like a carton of a thing of milk in there. And the condensation of the milk as you're like carrying the bag and putting it in the trunk and carrying it into the house disintegrates the bag, and your stuff just falls right out, man.
Yeah, here, dude, like Dollar General, especially, man, the plastic bags, they doubled or tripled down on how much plastic. Like, it's sturdy as shit, dude. Like, damn near like walking with a souvenir bag from like Disney World or something.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad here, man.
That's crazy. What'd you need to tell me, Mass? What was you gonna say?
After Friday, did you have to go to school?
Yeah, next Monday. You go back to school Monday.
No.
sucks. Considering you're in first grade and you got 11 more of them to go after that.
I'm on to 12th grade and the second grade.
It'll be a long road if you don't like it now.
I'm in second grade.
You might as well. Go ahead and just suck it up.
Sixth grade. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Second grade.
Wait till you get in sixth grade. You don't have recess no more. Yeah. The only break you get is lunch.
The only break we get is lunch?
That's it. Once you hit sixth grade, you don't even get recess no more.
I'm the closest to sixth grade.
Yeah, it was sad.
Oh, no.
School work gets harder. You have to start going to different classes.
Sixth grade in middle school.
Don't get recess no more. I always thought that was legit, man, when they cut recess out. Like, I feel like you should still get recess in high school.
No, you don't.
Maybe not have the playground anymore, but, you know, you just get a chance to take a break or whatever. It would be nice. I mean, I know you get time between classes, like 2 or 3 minutes between classes, whatever. But I think it'd recharge on.
Have you heard of anybody else having problems with their golden beans lately?
No. What problem are you having? What's up, Ash?
Because I'm trying to re-up, right? Like, okay. And I hit the recharge button, but then it opens a screen. It shows me like all my transactions, but it doesn't give me an option like it used to buy more. It just says about golden beans and tells me all the policies about them and whatever. But on that page, there used to be a button like and tell me, oh, you want to buy 30 of them or 50 of them or whatever, you know, like, and that option is gone.
Are you doing it from your phone?
From my tablet, but that's where I always do it.
All right. Maybe I try going on your phone and just hitting the golden beans while you're in the show and try to recharge that way. Instead of doing it from the website, you know what I mean? Just do it while you're in a show.
No, I'm in the app in the show right now on my tablet.
Oh, okay.
Because I got an iPad, so it's the same as being on your iPhone.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. I got Android everything, so I don't know what it looks like on my iPhone.
Maybe I just gotta...
When I hit my button, it just says recharge, and I'll be like, you know, I pick the dollar amount I want to recharge. And just pulls it out.
Yeah, that's how it usually is for me.
I don't know.
I'll figure it out.
No, I hate that.
I don't know. That's weird.
I'm sure I just have to exit and come back in. It's probably just glitching.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird, though. It just shows you all your transactions and everything. And I don't usually have, I don't ever see my transactions. And just ask me to recharge. You know, it don't show me anything I've done before. On the Android. So. I'd have to actually go into my Google Play to see what my transactions were, you know what I mean? A little boy was walking down the road and noticed a wallet and he took it. He stole it. I'm like, what? If you notice a wallet just laying on the sidewalk with no body around, it's not stealing, it's recovering, it's finding. I guess if you keep
it. Finders keepers, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you keep it. Yeah. But, That's the debate, right? How much money or how little money could be in a wallet before it's okay? Just be like, eh, they don't need this. You know what I mean? You find a wallet with like 15 right. grand in it, all of a sudden it's like, huh? Oh, look, no, there's no ID in here.
Right. You find a wallet. $5 in there, you're all noble and stuff. Right. Let me turn this into the authorities.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's got an address here. I'll just go drop it in his mailbox. Yeah. Like.
Right.
Yeah. If it's life changing though, yeah. Are you going down the street and all of a sudden you found a like a bank bag? Somehow, you know, you found a, just a bank bag laying around? I've heard of that happening. Yeah. Do you keep the bank bag or you just be like, they're insured. You know what I mean?
Alright.
Everybody's gonna miss this $50,000.
No one's gonna notice that. I have a cousin who tried to pull that nonsense once. He was responsible for taking the cash drop and bringing it to the bank every night for this business he worked for. And he took the cash drop with him and he spent it all at a strip club and then tried to say it got stolen. And the idiot had the bank bag with him still. So the cops, they didn't buy his story to begin with, and they searched his car, and he gave consent for them to search his car, and he had the bank bag in there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. He's not the smartest dude.
Me and Paul knew a guy, man. He used to work for Brink Security, whatever, the bank armored trucks.
Yeah.
And, he stole everything in the damn truck, man. Went to Canada. And he was up there.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he got away with it, dude. And he came back to the United States after the statute of limitations. Lives down in Louisiana somewhere. But there's nothing they can do to him. Because he outlasted the statute of limitations on the robbery.
Oh, wow. How much did he get?
It was, I don't know, thousands. It went like hundreds of thousands, but it was, yeah, I can't remember exactly. I know it was over 20,000. Paul probably knows, but yeah, man, he got away with that shit. Stole that shit, dipped off to Canada.
Well, hopefully it was enough money where it was worth hiding out for that many years.
Yeah, he didn't have much else going on outside of that, you know, so I'm sure it really didn't bother him.
He was somewhere under the top.
He was doing what, Paul?
I said the money was somewhere around $500,000.
Pretty close.
Not all the way up to
it. Oh, shit. Yeah, so there you go. What's the $500,000 he got away with?
Let's do it, man.
He made all his rounds before he walked. Yeah. And then he walked into Walmart.
Yeah. Lost him and himself at Walmart. Hey, welcome back, Sue.
All right, love. I'm just listening.
Yeah, we're talking about bank robbers. Yeah. Armored car robbery.
I was just trying to talk me into robbing a bank with him.
Right, yeah. Not nowadays, man. 20 years ago, dude, maybe.
I'll do it. I'll be clerk.
I still got my own at the Federal Reserve, bro.
The Federal Reserve in Charlotte?
It can be done, damn it.
Yeah, I'm sure it can. Just, I don't have the ability to do that shit.
I think casino boats.
All we gotta do is figure out how to get the chipper blades out of the way so it just deals blowing in the dumpster, and all we gotta do then is just pick up the dumpster.
Yeah, you don't need one.
Literally, they throw bales of money into the shredder, and it shreds and goes directly into a big green dumpster.
Open it.
If you can kill the shredder and allow the bills to pass, then you got a whole dumpster full of fucking money pretty quick.
Yeah, but you gotta get all that to happen, Paul. You gotta stop the shredder. You gotta, you know, I don't know. You gotta be able to go through your, you know, through that whole machine. You gotta move the shredder completely out of the way. I don't know.
That's, I think, casino boats.
Casino boats?
Yeah, that's the way to go, man. You want to rob something.
So, guys, you know how much security is in a casino boat?
Yeah, but
small one, I can tell you, it's pretty damn drastic. You're not getting far if you jump.
Yeah, but a casino boat's a little different, man. It's on water. Right, at least at a port.
And what you do is you get a bunch of boats involved in it. Bunch of decoy boats. And you sink the money. You put them in watertight bags. You sink the money. And you just track the tides. And you pick up the money like a week later. Run all these boats all over the place. They're going to stop all the boats and try to seize the money back. And meanwhile, the money's floating under the water.
Maybe, yeah.
The problem with that is most of his digital currency you do when you
I'd sink the boat. I'd sink the casino. Get somebody underneath, put some bombs on the bottom of it. Just blow holes in the bottom, and while it's sinking, everybody's panicking. Run through there and get all the money.
There you go.
Security's cooling everything until the boat starts going down. Then everybody's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm out.
Tomorrow, you can be okay. Tomorrow. I promise. Well, today's not Caleb's birthday, man. Yeah. Tomorrow is.
Yeah.
Today, he's still 20.
Birthday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Birthday.
Tomorrow.
Birthday.
Tomorrow.
Birthday.
Tomorrow.
Birthday.
Tomorrow. You know how many times a kid can say the same thing over and over again? Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Stanley, how you doing? And you think you can outwit them, you know? But like, nah, I can keep saying this too. But no, it gets on your nerves way quicker.
Nah. They're always going to win.
Yeah, they do. Ridiculous. Yeah, go eat your oatmeal, Pa. That's trash. Stop trying to find stuff to mess with, man. That is trash. Look at that one. Yeah, there's a doggy on it. That's a runner. Or what do they call it? A variant one? Whatever a variant one is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I had to get quiet for a second. I thought the kids didn't put the dogs runner. And they dang it, I just bought it.
This fish there. If we go now, and
no, that's trash, you Riri.
Look at the fake
nose. Trying to mess with the brooch that I gotta take off the runner. I'm telling you,
did you buy him a new collar? Did you buy a new one, Ross, for him?
Yeah, I had it. Caleb and then went and picked it up this morning from Walmart for me. I did an order last night. Yeah. He's a little wild guy. Try not to curb his enthusiasm.
What other plans has Caleb got for his birthday?
He's supposed to be doing a music video. Like a professional set music video for his birthday that one of his friends is doing for him.
Oh, okay.
And then he's going to hang out and get a little blistered with me, man, and watch some WrestleMania this weekend.
Yep. Oh, nice one. That's good. Yeah,
it's going to be good. This one. It's going to be fun. It's going to be good. Hey, Shelby.
Hi, Ross.
How you doing today?
What's up?
Hi, Shelby.
Hi, Missy. I'm doing good. Doing good. How are y'all?
I am doing well.
Good. How are you, Missy? Missy.
Sorry, love. You're right. I'm driving as I'm in and out of the signal, so I don't even know if you can hear me.
Yeah.
How's it going, girl?
It's good. It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Good, good, good. Good, good, good.
Got the house on the market or not yet?
Not yet. We're waiting on the guy that's going to appraise it.
Okay.
But I did talk to a lawyer this morning.
Did you?
All right.
I did. And the lawyer told me that since there was money exchanged for the deed, let me think. Hold on just a second.
Angel.
That a fourth of her money has to be given back to us. And when everything gets divided, two-thirds of their money comes back to us. Because they have to buy us out. Oh, yeah.
That's better than you thought?
Oh, yeah. Way better. But
so do you have to have something in writing from them to agree to sell?
Yeah, what's up, Mr.
Or can you just sell and then just pay them?
Oh, no, they've already agreed. They've already agreed.
Oh, they've already agreed. Oh, that's good then.
That's what they want. That's what they want anyway.
Oh, well, that sorts that one out then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That gets them off your case, gets you to be independent. Go get a place that's just you and Sean's in. Nothing mm-hmm. to do with anybody else. You'd be far better mm-hmm. off, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And I've already found a house.
Have you?
With an acre. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's by itself. There's nobody around us.
Now.
There's like a park across from us.
Yep.
Everybody go quiet.
Spring and summer.
Is it near your daughters or?
It's just closer.
Oh, that's all right.
So it's, you know, and it's closer to where he works. It's like a 5-minute drive.
Are you going to move your mom in as well or not?
No.
She's staying home now, is she?
Yeah, we're going to get her as soon as she gives me access to her insurance. I'm going to talk to them about getting her a home nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that, just to help her with cooking and cleaning and stuff, or to just really help her with her personal needs?
No, just to help her, basically, to keep her mind in check.
Okay.
You know, to keep her, you know,
keep on.
Stimulated, her mind stimulated.
She's still able to cook for herself and things like this, then, is she? Yeah,
yeah. And to take her places, you know, when it comes time for her to pay her bills and things like that. You know, she can cook, she can clean, you know, she knows when to go take a shower and stuff like that. She's able to do all that. So.
Well, that's good.
So, and I want her to, you know, have that independence until it's time for her to, you know, to don't have that independence, you know.
As long as possible, don't you, really?
Yeah, right. So,
is it like out there, like it is in the UK, so when you get to the point that you can't look after yourself anymore and you need to go into residential care, they make you sell your property and then that money pays for your residential care?
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah.
Wrong, isn't it, really?
Which is good. She's already on Medicaid. You know, governmental assistance and things like that. She's already on that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that helps, but
that's why I gave my inheritance away before that happens to me, mate. I can't take nothing now. I've only got a caravan. It's only worth £30,000. It's nothing.
Right. But I think it's just this for her to stay. You know, where she's at and everything.
Yeah.
So, which isn't a big deal, you know.
No. She should know for another 10 years now, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my brother had it severe within 2 years, but that was started by falling out of a tree and he had a bleed on the brain, which kicked off the dementia, basically.
Well, you know, now they got that medication that slows the process, and they gave her that medication, and she really likes it. You know, it's not, you know, it doesn't affect her, you know, and everything.
Yeah, that's good.
So I did change her from that quack of a doctor she was seeing. So, thank God that lady. I don't know. I just don't believe she was right for her. So. And everything. So we got that changed.
Get over, stupid woman. Some people do not know the size of their vehicles, do they? Honest to God.
Nope.
I hate women drivers.
I thought you were talking about men drivers there don't know the size of their vehicles.
No, they don't know the size of their dicks.
That's right, Eric. When you got nothing to lose.
Yeah. Hey, Maven, how you doing? Right, so we're getting aggravated. On the horns.
Just letting my grandson know I'm outside.
Oh, that's what I thought you'd get mad at traffic. Well, my friends, I gotta jump off here. I gotta go to the store real quick. I gotta do some things. Get ready for Kayla's birthday tomorrow.
Okay, tell him happy birthday for me.
Yeah, well.
Don't forget the balloons.
Oh, yeah.
And the party hat.
Yeah, I'll be on. I'm gonna be on tonight at 12 when he turns 21. We'll be on doing a show.
What's that?
Everybody else will be
sleeping. It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you'll be up. Yeah, you'll be up. Don't worry.
I'll be up. I won't be drinking with you, but I'll be up.
Yeah,
I guess that other tag, that helped a lot.
Yeah, so that's what we'll be doing.
Better worn caps. You're going on Discord later anyway, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, he's going to work, isn't he? I forgot he's going to work tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, is he?
Let him know.
Yeah, watch. He'll be like, he's going to be like, I took tomorrow off too. I can't be bothered. I'll start over next week.
I reckon he will, but he says he won't. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. You all right, kiddos?
Yeah,
I'm good.
All right, then
I'll catch you later, Ross. Catch you later, Shelby.
Thank you all for hanging out.
All right, see you later.
See you, Paul.
Bye.